Okay, we're up to the end of Perikei, up to Pasuk Yud Zayin. Hinei asher ro'isi oni toiv asher yofel lechol v'lishtois. It's toiv asher yofel. Two different words. Toiv, it is good, asher yofel. It's a very unusual expression. It's good and it's beautiful. There's a difference between toiv and beautiful. Just because something is good does not mean that it is beautiful. Many times things that are good for us are not appealing. Yofi has a connotation of it's readily apparent that it's beneficial. Toiv is something which is inherently beneficial, but it's not necessarily apparent. Here we have a combination of a toiv asher yofel. It's a very unique expression. Lechov v'lishos to eat and to drink. V'lirois toivah to eat and to drink. V'lirois toivah b'chol amaloi, and to see good b'chol amaloi in all of one's toilah shayamol tachas hashamesh. Mispar yimei chayav, the number of the person's life, the days of a person's life. Asher nosam elokim, that Hashem has granted him, ki hu chelko. Okay, a lot going on. Obviously, there's a lot going on in this pasuk. Let's see the mitzvahs first. Pasuk Yizayin, where you see, I have seen, so the mitzvah says, does not mean I've seen in the world, I've seen, behavana salev isi, I've seen ki toiv leben hadam, I've seen this conceptually, I have not actually seen this physically. Ulutasefes beyer amar oid asher yofeh. And according to the mitzvahs, the word asher yofeh is just poetic repetition. It's not, what?
More of an explanation.
Okay.
Of Tov.
Of Tov, explanation of Tov, okay. Omar Oda Shoyofe. The Leroy's Toivar Rotzalai Ma Lasoit Siddaka Vachesed. Here he adds in something which a lot of the Mepharshim point down, we'll see in the Medrash, is the Leroy's Toivar, what's the Toivar? Lasoit Siddaka Vachesed. So there are two parts of the pasuk. Number one is to eat and to drink, which means to in fact derive benefit for oneself, which itself will receive to enjoy your hard work. And number two, the liroi's toivo, is to see other people deriving benefit from your hard work. How does one see other people derive benefit from one's hard work? That's only when you give away from your wealth and from your bracha to other people with tzedaka v'chesed. So that's a very, you're seeing toivo in others. All of your hard work, mispar yimei chayav, kein yase b'chol mispar yamav, chayav asher hechiye oisoi elokim. So a person should listen to instruction. So shall one do with all of the days that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has granted him. Ki hu chelko, this is his portion. Now what does that mean? According to the Mitzudos, ki kol ha'oisher hu chelkoi, Asher cholak loy eloka nimal, everything that he has, all of the wealth that he has, is the portion that Hashem has granted him. V'imkein meharoy shu yehone bo, therefore, since it's not really his, everything that has been that he has been is his portion that has been granted to him. That's what the pasuk says. Therefore, v'hu yaseimo tzedaka v'chesed. Therefore, it's his duty, it's his obligation to realize that what he has, he's just a custodian, that he's a means of channeling the blessing that has been granted to him to other people who are less fortunate. Okay, so to review the sachakol we take over in this pasuk is according to the mitzudos, toiv asher yofeh is an expression. To eat and to drink means to derive benefit for oneself. Liros toiv means to see that other people have enjoy his bracha. Why? Because he recognizes everything that he has is nothing more than a gift from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, something that was given to him for him to direct and to channel to other people. We mentioned last week, V'chei achicha imach. Simply that means that it's a command that your brother shall live with you. But the Darshanim interpreted to mean V'chei, the life of your brother, the needs, the things in this world which your brother needs to live, imach, are with you. You are nothing more than a custodian of bracha, and you are required to see to it that other people have what they need. Okay, let's see the Rashi. Rashi pasuk yudzayin lechov lishtois liros toivo lasoik b'toiro. So Rashi learns this pasuk entirely from the Medrash. By the way, article just released Erev Yom Tov, Kohelas Medrash Rabbah. I stood over Yom Tov in shul. It had been shul. Someone already bought it for the shul. It's unbelievable. It's quite a work. Hopefully, I'll get hold of it. We can try to incorporate it into the shir. There are a lot. You see right away that Rashi takes like one or two words of Rashi is coming to summarize a whole chunk of the Medrash Rabbah on Koheles. So Rashi here jumps right away to the Medrash. The Medrash says, Lecho v'lishtois v'lirois tova, eating and drinking does not mean food. Not like the mitzudos, but eating and drinking means Torah and mitzvos. La'asoik ba'Torah shulekach toif. That is the ultimate acquisition. The al yikabi tzchoin raf, ela b'chelek hanitan lo, yismach kihu chelko. And not to focus on collecting wealth, but whatever he has, he should enjoy. So according to Rashi, we go back a little bit. So you go back to Rashi, you go back and we look over here. Hinei asher isi ani, the pasuk says that ani toiv asher yafe lechol v'lishtois. A person should accumulate Torah and mitzvos. Eating and drinking refers to luchu lachem u'bilachmi. Ushasu b'yein mis, I forgot the pasuk. Okay, but Torah is compared to bread, luchu lachem u'belachami, and it's compared to yayin, it's compared to mayim, it's called sami luchu l'mayim, it's compared to yayin, it's compared to different types of beverages, and therefore the pasuk here says that the best thing in this world is for a person, toiva shayofa, to a person to accumulate Torah mitzvahs. And what about his material status? So that it says you should be happy with whatever you have. The liro is toiva b'chol amoloi shi'amot tachas hashamesh. You should see toiva, meaning you shall find satisfaction. That's even the way Rashi learns. You shall find satisfaction b'chol amoloi shi'amot tachas hashamesh mishpa yimei chayev asher nosan lokim hiu chalko. Whatever it is, whether it's a lot, whether it's a small amount. The material blessing you shall find, whatever it is, you shall be satisfied with what you have. Okay, let's take a look at the Targum. Targum and Pasuk Yudzayin. Okay, so the Targum says, V'ho dechazeis ano, the following matter I have seen, Tavahu levnei anasha, it is good for man. V'shapir, u'deshapir lohoin, the following thing I have seen, and it is good levnei for mankind. U'deshapir lohoin, and it is perfect. It is the proper thing for them. Good morning. Lemebad ba'omahodein, that they should do in this world. The yechlun v'yishtoin min turchehoin, bedil the law. The person should not steal. He shall work, earn his own keep. One more time. He should eat and drink from his own hard work so that he does not need to le'oy tasha, means to extend, to be poishet. Yoda, his hand, be'onisa. In Anisa here he translates in Oshek the Gezel, v'chatoif, and Anisa v'chatoif, should not need to come to take away property from other people. Ulamitar yos piskame araisa, and a person should guard the laws of the Torah. Ulamechan an yegzuntait, and shall favor to the poor. Nichsa. From his wealth, should be kind and bestow kindness to the poor from his wealth. Beglal diyachzun tovsa, so that he should see blessing. Bechol turchehon, and all of the effort, ditrachu ve'omohadein techos shimsha, that he works hard in this world under the sun. Minyan, the number, yomecha yoihi, the number of days, the gvar of a man, the havle Hashem, that Hashem has given. And here he is in a very funny word that it doesn't say in the pasuk. The chelek is the mazole, the mazel. In the mazel that has been granted to him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has granted every single person a mazel, how long he is supposed to live in this world. So just taking, even though we know that a person that ain't mazel Yisrael, Klal Yisrael has the ability to overcome the mazel, yet whatever, that's the starting point. Arum hu chulake, this is his portion, the lace Acharon Bar Minei, and there is nothing else but it. Okay, so according to the Targum, just to review the Targum over here, is not focusing on Torah Mitzvah. He's not focusing, well, he really seems to combine what the Mitzudos said with what Rashi said. On the one hand, he says the first thing is a person should eat and drink, and he translates that to mean that a person should work hard and earn his own keep and not chas v'shalom steal from other people. And then when it goes on to say the lirois toiva, that refers to guarding the piskomei oy roisa. That refers to Torah and Mitzvos. So that's really what Rashi said. Rashi did not give us any other interpretation. Rashi said eating and drinking, and Lirois Toiva Lechol V'lishtois is Torah Mitzvos. The Lirois Toiva
said that was also
Toiva. Okay, V'al Yikabetz Choyin Rav. Don't attempt to accumulate wealth. Elul b'chelik hanit and lo, whatever Hashem has given him, yismach ki hu chelko. Okay, so maybe it's indeed similar. Okay, person, Targum just adding that a person should work very hard in this world and not chas v'shalom take away from someone else. He shall guard the Torah mitzvos, and he shall give from the blessing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given him to other people, so that he will merit. And he shall beglaul the yachzun tovso b'chol turcheichon ditrachu b'ol mohadein techoshim sho, the number of days that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given him, has given his mazel, the number, his portion in this world. Okay, it seems to be similar to what both Rashi and the Targum, what Rashi and the Targum are saying together, the combination. Okay, now it's over here in this safe. He has nothing else. Kihu chelko. This is his portion. There's nothing else. There's no other portion but this. Feles ocharon bar minei. Hashem has given the mazel. Digvar dihav le Hashem v'mazole arum hu chulo. Okay, this is his portion. Feles ocharon bar minei. There is no other portion in this world but what Hashem has given him. So, okay, that's really, I don't know. There must be something much deeper.
Like the Ebenezer points out that all he's going to get from all his money is a good meal.
Okay, that really touches. Okay, that really touches, because see, the next pasuk Yitchas is going to say the same idea. It's going to touch upon the same theme. There, it's going to be a little bit different. What you're saying from Ibn Ezra, it could be he says on this pasuk, but it really alludes to what the next pasuk is. Could be it's a lead into the next pasuk.
The third pasuk in the series.
Yeah.
The two pasukim before are all the same idea. It's just three pasukim in a row.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Now we once a while ago. Probably Parashas Vayichi, last year we once spent some time learning about this idea called a Yisochar Zvulon relationship. There's such a thing where if a person, two people want to get together, they want to make an arrangement that I'm not going to go to work, I'm going to sit and learn in Kollel, and you're going to support me. And the question is, and the other person, the question is, how will the reward in the next world be divided? Okay, this is a very mystical thing, but there is such a thing called the Yisachar Zvulun relationship. Rav Moshe has a tshuva on this, and if you really want it to be with the full toikef, it has to even be a shtar. There's a lot of Torah on this, how exactly this concept works of having one, what you, someone support you with the understanding that you're going to give up part of your portion of learning, the reward for learning, to the other person. So here in this sefer, what?
Is it that the Yisachar person gives it up, or the other person gets...
So that's the big question. So simply means that the Yisachar person loses. This is the question. If there's a shtar, how exactly? I don't remember the details. But there's a lot of literature on this concept called the Yisachar Zvulon relation. We know in the Psukim, Smach Zvulon Ditzeisecha, the Yisachar Bi'Ohalecha, which Chazal tell us that Yisachar and Zvulon made up a partnership, that Zvulon supported Yisachar. Now, is that good or bad? Well, sometimes there is no choice. Yisachar has no choice. They have to take from Zvulun, and Zvulun's demanding. When you know they're in business, you don't give away anything. You gotta get something out of the deal. The first time I leased a car, I remember it really struck me. The first time I leased a car many years ago, leased like the bottom end, lowest end car. I had it for 3 years, and it was in pretty good condition because I hardly ever used it. And then my brother wanted to buy it. My brother does a lot of driving. He lives in Lakewood. He wanted to buy the car because he knows the history. You know, it's always, you buy a used car, there's a very great risk. Who knows what really the car was to? So he knows the history. He trusts me. So he wanted to buy the car. So we made up with the dealer. Dealer that he's going to buy the car. So they said, fine, no problem. So just come in, whatever it was. Then all of a sudden, but I should bring in the car. I have to bring in the car because they need to take off the plates, they need to do this, we paid them to make the transfer of the registration, so on and so forth. It was like Maisim B'chol Yom. And then I get a call, where's the car? So he says to me, you're not going to believe this. The girl who works in the office, when she entered, they put a stop order because the moment the lease is over, the car goes on the website to all the dealers, and anyone who wants can purchase the car. So the girl who put in like the order that this car is not for sale, the lease is over, and the car is not available because the customer is buying the car. She forgot to press enter. She didn't press enter, so the clock ran out, and automatically the car was listed on the dealer's website, and because the car had so few miles, it was instantly chopped up by someone in Baltimore. Not only did they chop it, a dealer in Baltimore chopped the car, they already sent a truck to pick up the car and to transport it to Baltimore. So already by the next day, the car was no longer here, the car was in Baltimore. So I said, where's the car? What kind of business is this? So he says, this is what happened. It's our fault. We're negotiating with the dealer in Baltimore to get it back. But in the meantime, he's giving us a very hard time. So basically, he refused to let go of the car. So he said, why don't you try? I call. I told him, it's not fair. This whole thing was a crazy accident. So he says to me, okay, you're right. Are you right? You'll have to pay an extra $1,000 because there's no such thing by me as doing a deal without me making money on a deal. Everything that I do, I have to make money. Like, there's no such thing as doing chesed. You have to make money. There has to be something in it for me. I see it was a mistake, so instead of charging you $2,000, I'll charge you $1,000 or whatever. It struck me. It struck me. I remember how it just shook me up. How he said, I must make money, no matter what. I cannot release the car without profit. Yisachar Zvulun, Zvulun is giving up his hard earned money to support Yisachar. So is Zvulun getting something from the deal? It's a very frightening thing. What exactly is the relationship between Yisachar and Zvulun? Does there need to be a shtar, a document? This is a topic of discussion. But however, here in this Sefer, Sarasi Bamedinois, he says that this pasuk, he quotes from a Sefer called Koheles Ben David. I don't know, I never heard of this Sefer before. He quotes from a lot of very obscure Sfarim, and he says that this pasuk is coming to address the Yisachar Zvulun relationship, and it's coming to warn people not to enter into such a deal. It's not worth it. And the pasuk is saying, "Hine." This is exactly what Shlomo says. "Hine asher roisiyani toiv asher yof." What?
From whose perspective?
From an outsider's perspective. I guess that's what he's saying. From an outsider's perspective, he's saying it's not a good idea. It's better that the Talmud Chacham Yisachar should live a life b'tzimtzum,
right,
with difficulty, and not have Yishuv Hadas, but at least all of his learning, all of his growth in Torah should be his own. Should not be to come
like
to support.
Sure, like
not to become supported. That's why it's Pshat the Pasuk. Hine, it's what it says. Pasuk Hine, Asher Isiani. Toif, I'm warning all of those Yisachars out there that are hard pressed. And feel, you know what, I might as well enter into this arrangement. Why should I have to struggle every single day for Parnasa? I'll give away some of my rewards. I'll give away some of the reward I'll have for learning by giving it to Zevulun, and that way I'm not going to end up losing, because what's the alternative? The alternative is, I'll work part of the time anyway. I'm not going to have any Yishuv Hadas. He says here, no, Toiv, it's better. Asher Yofeh. Two different expressions. Le'echol v'lishtois, to eat and to drink. In other words, learn. Echol v'lishtois, according to the Medrash. According to the Medrash, Achli says explicitly, every time it says in Sefer Kohelis, the words le'echol v'lishtois, it's not to be, according to the Medrash, it does not mean
eating
and drinking literally. It means learning Torah. And eat and drink the best that you can, and as far as Parnas is concerned, struggle. The Leroy's Toiva, somehow make peace with yourself. Find satisfaction. B'chol amolo shiyamol tachas Hashemesh. Mispar yimei chayav asher nosan loy hu Elokim ki hu chelko. That's what was meant to be for you. You don't have Parnasa. So you don't have parnasa, you'll struggle. You're going to have to go and spend most of the day working, and you're not going to be able to spend that much time learning. So be it. It's better that approach to life than to take money from Zevulun and live brevach and sit and learn the entire day. That's a very, very, very. This is what it says. They don't agree with this, right? Today you'll tell, like, with the Rambam. The Rambam says anyone that gets married before he has parnasa is a shoyte, is a fool. Pukhazi ma'amah devar. That's not the minig olam today. The minig olam is. That's not the way it is. You're going to do it. But it's a very. This is a very fascinating to look at this pasuk. That's mamash what he reads in the pasuk. This is better. It's better le'echol v'lishtois, the small amount, and just find that, make peace with yourself with the portion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you. Okay, yeah.
Is this your pshat?
No, it's not my pshat. I told you, this is not my pshat. I told you, this is from the Sefer called Koheles Ben David. This is over here, cited in the Sefer this is called Sarasi Bamedino, it's a likot of a lot of different Svarim, and he quotes this in the name of the Sefer, Divrei HaTargum Yofa. He reads this into the Targum, I read into the Pasuk, but he reads this more into the Targum, the Sefer Koheles Ben David. Okay, he goes to the sugya of the Yisachar and Zevulun relationship. Okay, he reads into the pasuk different ways that it's that a person should struggle then should take a handout from other people. Okay, so let's go now to the next pasuk. The pasuk Yudches pretty much repeats the same idea. Pasuk Yudches says, "Gam kol ha'olam asher gakol kol ha'adam, every man ha'adam asher nosan loyhu elokim oisher unichasim, to whom Hashem has granted wealth and assets, v'hishlitoi lechol mimenu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu has given him the power to eat mimenu from it, v'loseis es chelko." And to carry away his portion, v'lismoich ba'amoloi, and to rejoice in his toil, zo matas Elohim. He, this is the gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, there are a lot of interpretations of what this means. Let's first see the Mitzudos David, Pasuk Yudches. Pasuk Yudches. Okay, gam kol ha'adam. Mitzudos says, this is going back, Musav al-Soif HaMikra. We have to read the pasuk out of order. it's telling us first read the words the following, as if the pasuk says Zo Matas Elokim. The following is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the gift? Musa also the mikra. Zo Matas Elokim. He loymar Gam HaHashlata Lechol. The fact that a person has the ability to control his wealth is unusual. Ruba deruba. This is what it says in the Mefarshim. I'm not familiar. You tell me what goes on out in the real world. But it says that most wealthy people do not derive benefit from their wealth. It may appear to an outsider that they're very happy and they're enjoying their assets, they're enjoying their wealth, but the truth is most of the world does not enjoy their wealth. Not only that, they do not even in power, they're not even in control. They say that people are very wealthy, all the money is tied up, they don't have any liquid assets, all the money is tied up in like they say about Trump. So Trump, when he first announces his candidacy for as president, so he said he bragged about how wealthy he is. So they came out right away the next day. All the mumchim, they said he's only worth a third of what he said. It's a bunch of baloney, full of hot air. All of his money is all tied up, and all of these
it's on page.
All chayvus. And a lot of the money is very, very questionable. It's really worth. So just because a person presents himself as being a billionaire, it's a third of the billionaire is a lot less than a billionaire. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is because you have wealth, does not necessarily give you the shlita, does not give you power over your wealth. And certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not give every person who has wealth the ability to enjoy his wealth. And that's what the pasuk says. If you define the person that does indeed have shlita over his wealth and has the ability to enjoy his wealth, this is nothing other than a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So one more time, Musa v'alsef ha-mikra, Zomad z'lokini, Lomar, Gam ha-shlata, the ability to control lechol, Yichashev matona me'es ha-mokam, Kamo ha-oysher atzmer, like the wealth itself. It's not just a gift to have the wealth, it's a gift to control the wealth. V'hishlito, Himshel esliboy, v'ritzoynoy, lehanos min ha-oysher. What does it mean here? Himshil es liboy viritsoinai lehanois min ha'isha. Kadosh Baruch Hu has, I'm not sure how to translate this. Inyimem sholov yecholas, the authority over his heart and his desire to derive benefit. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person the desire, the memshala, and the will to derive benefit, the law says, "Lakachas imoy lekever." Okay, here it says to carry with him into the grave. It says, now, what does it mean to carry him with the grave? It means that you take the money and to use the money for Torah umitzvos, to transfer his wealth and assets into merits. That is something which is nothing other than a gift. Many people have very great wealth, but they do not take advantage and use the money for Torah mitzvos, and they do not take it with them to the grave. Lokachas imo lokever esachilek asher cholak loy elokamimal, the portion which has been granted him from Kodesh Baruch Hu, ratzolaymar lasois im ho'isher tzedakah v'chesed, to use his wealth for its stock and kindness, and by doing so, lokachas imo zeha zuchus el hakever. V'lesmoyach ba'amoloi, ratzolaymar, shlo yera levovo besitoi min ho'esher shekovatz ba'amol. Not to have an evil eye, not to look down upon the people to whom he gives his money for his kindness. Anyone that's able to have these three things, so going to them, since we have really three things. Number one, he has the gift of Oysher. Number two, he has the Hishlitoy Lechol Mimeno, the ability to derive benefit. Shlita. Number three is the law says his chelkoi, to carry away his portion into the next world, meaning that he took his wealth and he used it for Torah mitzvos. The lesmoyach ba'amoloi is not to look down upon the recipients of his tzedakah. He should not have an evil eye upon the people to whom he has given away his money. That is nothing less than the gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, Rashi pasuk yudches v'shlitoi lechol mimenu b'chayav, in his lifetime, law says eschelkoi, to carry away the portion b'maysoi, in his death, sheyizkehu la'asoik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should inspire him to be busy b'toru v'mitzos b'chayav kidei sheyekabel so, so that he should receive reward. Very similar to what Mitzudo said. Targum, Pasuk Yudches, Okay, uf.
Also.
Uf also, kolanosh, every man. Dihav le Hashem, to whom Hashem has granted. Osar, wealth. The nichsin, assets. The ashlete, and has given him the power. Lemechal mine, to derive benefit. The ol mohadin in this world. Number two. Ulmevad mine tzedakta, and to use his wealth for the purpose of tzedakah, so that so that he will derive benefit, reward in the next world. And to rejoice. The word lemivdach always means to rejoice. To rejoice in his effort. So here is where the Targum is, something a little bit different. And by doing so, he will rejoice in the next world with other tzaddikim. Ulemivdach biturchei im tzaddikaya, with other righteous people. Chodo matno deis yehivas le. This is nothing more than the gift that has been given to him. Bimazolei, in his mazel. Min kodom Hashem hi. This is before Hashem. So the thing which really caught my attention is that the fact that he's able to have good company. Okay, that's a gift. It's one thing to have blessing, but it's a very big bracha to have good company, have good neighbors. The ultimate neighbor is a good wife. Yizocha, that is a special, it's a matas. You see some people that the ultimate, the tremendous bracha to be zocha to the right company in all the different forms, in all the different forms. Now this pasuk over here in this Sarasi Bamdinus, he takes note that this pasuk is almost identical to what it said back in pasuk Perig, what it says, I'm sorry, what it says later, Perigvav pasuk Beis. If you just jump ahead, to the next Perig, Perigvav pasuk Beis, Ish Asher Yiten Loi Huolukim Oisher Unichasim V'Chavoid. In pasuk Perigvav, it says there another benefit, the benefit of honor. Ve'enenu chaser l'nafsho mikol asher yisave v'lo yashlitenu hu elokim lechol mimenu ki ish nachu yochlenu zehevel v'choli rohu. So in pasuk perek vav pasuk beis, it's the opposite. Here we describe that the person of the Shbaruch that's given him oisher nechasim and has given him shlita to derive benefit is a gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Next parak it says the person to whom that has all of this the blessing but has no shlita to derive benefit is hevel v'chali rohu. So the question is, why is there a need for repetition? The negative, but we can.
You need it. I mean, if you take advantage of it, then it's a bracha. If you don't take advantage of it, it's
okay. But that's self understood. That's self understood. That if in pasuk perig in pasuk yitchas we focus on the positive, on our own we can derive the negative. So what?
A tanai kavod.
It's not a tanai. Okay, so can you say different answers? The one answer he gives, we're discussing over here two different types of people. In this pasuk, it's not just that he has oyesha unechasim, but he has no desire for more. In other words, in this pasuk is, it's written in the past tense. Gam kol hodem asher nosan lo, it's in the past tense. It was. Pasig Beis Ish Asher Yiten Lo is in the future tense. That says it all. When the pasig is written in the past tense, it means the person already is happy. Whatever I have, I have received, I'm satisfied. I do not want more. In Perig Vav Pasig Beis, it's written in the future tense, coming to a hint that, to the concept, Mi Sheyesh Loi Moneh Roitze Mosaim. You want more. You never ever had enough. So it's teaching us that this, we're not discussing the same type of person. We're discussing two different types of people. If you ever see a person that's really satisfied, and his success does not cause him, does not inspire him, or arouse him to want more, then you can be certain that the bracha is purely a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The success is nothing more than pure siyata d'shmaya. Because if you see a person that has bracha, but is not satisfied once more and more, that shows that the bracha is not coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but mixed into the bracha is a person's corrupt attitude towards Gashmias, towards material wealth. And that attitude will cause a person to want more and more. So in Pasig Perek Vav, Pasig Beis, we're describing the person who is the person who believes that his success depends upon his own efforts. Koichi v'oitzem yadi osali yasachayel azeh. Therefore, it's in the future tense, yiten lo. Whereas here, it's in the past tense, because this is truly a nothing more than a pure gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Why can't you say Pasig Beis?
We're not discussing someone else's possessions in Paragraph.
He has a type of what he sees somebody else having, and he has no control over it. If another rich guy has something,
exactly, he wants more. But the pasuk,
the other person has, and the end is a pasuk. Yish Nachri, who's going to Yish Nachri? The other guy.
No, that's who he's going to leave it over to. He doesn't have any. We'll learn the pasuk later, soon. But the bad pasuk is discussing a person who does not have any children, does not have any yarshim. So why is he working so hard? For whom is he accumulating this wealth? If he doesn't have any children, doesn't have anyone to give over the money to, what's the purpose of all of this hard work?
Well, why can't you like the way I just said?
Because the pasuk begins. It says yiten lo.
He wants his millions. But it says, Hashem is saying, I'm not going to have control over that guy's millions. You have your money, you don't like it, you still have a type of somebody else's money.
Okay, but the pasuk begins, Ish Asher Yiten Lo. The pasuk says that it's the money has been given to him. Yiten Lo. The Einenu Chasel Lenafsho. But read the pasuk. The Einenu Chasel Lenafsho Mikol Asher Yisadeh. That seems to go, it's going on the person himself. He is not lacking anything he can possibly want. Right. He already has it.
Right.
He already has everything. Right. And yet, Velo Yashli Tenu Elokim Lechol Mimenu. He has no control over his wealth. And furthermore, what will happen to his wealth when he passes from this world? Ki ish nachri yochlenu zehovel v'chali. He simply is referring to a person who is extremely wealthy, but yet does not have any satisfaction from all of his wealth. This person, it's written in the future tense because he still wants more. And Parakei, it's written in the past tense where it says matas elokim. It's a person to whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu has actually given him special bracha. He's satisfied. So we're describing two different types of people. That's why one cannot be derived from the other. Okay, let's take a look here. So we did the Rashi and Targum. Okay, now there are a few just short things. The Sipurno. Okay, Alright, let's go to the next pasuk. We'll go to the next pasuk to finish up pasuk Yitas. Kiloi harbe yiskar esimei chayav. We have to read the pasuk out of order. A person should recognize, he should remember that his days are not many. Kihu elokim ma'aneh besimchas libay. Now, the word ma'aneh is a very difficult word to translate. We're going to see different translations. According to most of the commentaries, it means to testify. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will testify concerning a person's attitude towards his wealth. Let's see the Mitzudos. Pasuk Yates. Okay, the Mitzudos Kiloi Harbei, Hu Mikra Mesuris. This pasuk, the words of the pasuk have to be translated out of order. The Haroi. The correct way to translate the pasuk is first to translate the word yizkar. A person should remember. Yizkar. A person should remember. Es yimei chayof. Ki loy harbei. Think about your life and recognize that life is short. Rotzo loymar. Yachshoiv bilavavo. A person should think in his heart. Es yimei chayof asher enom mirubim. So we're translating the words out of order. Yizkar. Kiloi harbe yimei chayof, es yimei chayof. Luchain, therefore, yimaher. A person should be quick to derive lehanos, to derive benefit min ha'oysher, from his wealth. What is the benefit? He himself should enjoy it, and more importantly, he should use the money for Torah mitzvos, v'lasos tzedakah v'chesed, b'simchas ha'levav, with simcha. His heart should not be ra when he gives away his money to poor people, oydenu chai, while he is still alive. Kirashi pasuk. So according to Rashi, the Mitzudos, now why? Now the pasuk concludes. What does it mean? Kihu elokim. How does the end of the pasuk follow from the beginning of the pasuk? Kihu elokim ko'imer. This means to say, pen miyach shoif. It should not happen that a person should think, mi yoideya talumo slave. The one who knows, a person should not think that mi yodea taluma slave, imasisi besimcha slave. Who knows what I'm thinking? Leze omar, the pasuk concludes, ki hu elokim hayodea machshavois, Hashem, who knows a person's thoughts, hu lo le'ed, will be a witness, imasa besimcha slibo. Okay, so seemingly according to the Mitzudas, Pasuk Yud Ches is a continuation of Pasuk Yud Ches. And in Pasuk Yud Ches, the Mitzudas translates the word v'lismoyach ba'am oloi. And there he says something very, very powerful. There's a very, very powerful limud musar. He said v'lismoyach ba'am oloi means ratzoloyma shelo yera levovo b'sitoy min ha'oysher shekovatz ba'amol. A person has bracha. He has his bracha, he gives a donation to charity. Part of the donation is to be in a state of simcha, to be happy to give away your money for good things. Many people are very wealthy, they're blessed, and when someone comes collecting and they give away, they write out a check only because of social pressure. I have no choice, I live in the community, I have to give, everyone knows I'm a multimillionaire, so I have no choice but to give away $1 million to various tzedakas. Do I believe in these organizations, do I care for them? No. Do I really want to give away the money? No. I'm only giving away the money because I have no choice. I know there are people that are very wealthy people, they give away millions of dollars, religious from people, to museums. They give away to museums, and I know for a fact, there's one particular person I know, he could not care less about the Metropolitan. He gives a lot of money. It's only because he's part, for business purposes, he's part of this environment, of these very wealthy people, and he has no choice, he has to give a lot of money to these different organizations. But does he really believe in these organizations? Definitely not. Unfortunately, sometimes it happens when it comes to giving real tzedakah, to give to people, organizations, for Torah institutions, where a person doesn't really believe in the cause. You just give away because you have no choice. And then you want credit. So it's telling us here in this passage, that's a very great sin. A person has an obligation to be happy, to be sincerely happy. And don't say, listen, who's really keeping score? How no one knows if what I'm thinking in my heart. The pasuk here concludes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bear witness. Me'aneh means testimony. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki hu Elokim me'aneh b'simchas libo. It's very interesting that from all of the different things listed in the previous pasuk, the only one which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming here to address in this pasuk is the simchas libo. When it comes to v'yishlitoy lechol mimenu, v'loseis seschelkoi v'lesmoich ba'amoloi, from all the different items, the only one that we were concerned about is v'lesmoyach b'libo. The person should have simcha when he gives away his money to poor people. In the Teichacha, we read only 2 weeks ago, the end of the Teichacha says, why do all these clothes come upon Klal Yisrael? Tachas asher lo yavadeta es Hashem Elokecha b'simcha uvituv leivav meiroiv koil. Okay. Now, let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi, Pasuk Yutes, says, Ki loy harbe she'ein oirech yamim ba'ilam hazeh, a person will not live long in this world, yizkar es kol yimei chayav, ki ma'at heim, v'loy harbe, v'loma yitrach le'soif hoin, why should a person trouble himself to accumulate wealth? Yitrach b'davar ha'oymi lo le'olam haba b'chayav, better spend time in this world, earning credit for the next world. Ki hu elokim ma'aneh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eidos kivua lezeh le'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bears permanent witness to what takes place in this world. Whatever person does in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is observing. B'simchas libo, Hashem is bearing witness, shesomach la'sois toiv b'chayav, he was happy to do good in this lifetime. Period. Okay, that ends the Pashup Shat. Then Rashi quotes a beautiful Medrash in reference to what we just read on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Shmuel. Elkanah. Elkanah, when he went up to be Oyel L'Regel on the Shalosh Regalim, so it says in the Medrash that every single time he was Oyel L'Regel, he took a different route. Why? He would stop off on the way. People would ask him, "Where are you coming from? And where are you going?" "Where am I going? I'm going to Yerush. I'm going to Shiloh." Then it was Mishkan Shem, going to Shiloh to bring Karbanos. "Why don't you come with me?" And indeed, he was able to inspire many people to come to be Oyle to Shiloh for the Shalosh Shugalim. And every single regel, he took a different path, a different mahalach, in order to inspire people. So the Rashi concludes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu testified about Elkanah, his good deeds. B'simchas libo, v'risi b'medrash, ze Elkanah. This possibly refers specifically to Elkanah. Shemadrich es Yisrael. He taught, he inspired Klal Yisrael la'alois l'shiloi b'rogalim, u'v'derech shemale oisan, shemale oisan l'shona zo. The path that he chose, the route that he chose to ascend to Shiloh this year, lo hoyamale oisan, he did not go up with the people, l'shon ha'cheres. Why? Why did he always change routes? K'dei l'farsem hadavar, in order to publicize what he was doing, u'le hargilam, and to accustom the Jewish people to be oyle teshila for the shalosh ha'gom. Therefore, yechas ha'kosov, that is why the pasuk says about him, this is where Hashem testified, v'olah ha'ish ha'hu ne'iroi. The pasuk says that the man went up from his city. So the fact that the pasuk says these extra words, the Allah ishahu meiro, these words are superfluous. It's coming to teach us that every single year he went up to from his city in a different way to bear witness, testimony, the righteousness of this very great person. The Omer Ani, so Rashi elaborates, Shamedish Azez, Amedish Soif Amikohu. The Medrash is referring to the end of this. The Medrash is connecting that pasuk to the end of this pasuk. Ki hu Elokim ma'aneh b'simchas libo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bears testimony to the simcha of a person's heart. Zeh Elkanah shekov aloy HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'ksuvim. Hashem testified concerning him in the ksuvim here in Sefer. The ksuvim here refers to Neviim, to Shmuel. So that's the connection. That's what it means over here. It means testimony, like we explained. And here in this pasuk, we're referring to Elkanah. Ma'ane nakud patach katan. Ma'ane is, it's a patach katan, which means it's a regular patach. Lekach ani mefarish shem davar. It's a noun. Kemo ki ein ma'ane b'fi. There was no response. B'fi shleishes ho'anoshim, the three friends of Eve that came to give him comfort, they had nothing what to say. B'simchas libo shohoya sameach beregel, he had simcha beregel, and he went and he inspired other people. The simcha overflowed to inspire other people. Okay, let's take a look over here at the the Targum, and then we're done. Targum, Pasik, Yud. Yeah?
Why would Shlomo write a pasuk out of order? I mean, is he following a certain style?
What do you mean out of order?
You just said that the Jewish doesn't say you have to read it differently.
Yiskar kiloi harbe, right?
Why would somebody write something?
That's the style of writing. We're not familiar with this.
But it's not fun. That's following one style throughout, is it?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with all the different styles. But it's very common. You learn Nevi'im Achronim. When you learn Yeshaya, you learn Yechezkel, Trei Aser. Almost all the psukim have to be translated out of order.
No, see, but it's all psukim that's a style, and that I understand. But if it's every now and then, why would somebody?
I don't know. I don't know. Even Chumash, occasionally you have a pasuk where you have to translate the words to make sense out of the pasuk. You have to translate the words out of order.
Mashiach, I mean, that's like a different level of it.
But even there, you have coming up Parsh Hazinu, even the Shira. But even other regular psukim, it's a certain style we're familiar with, that we try to read the Torah like we read the New York Times. As a sentence, every single word has to be in order, and if something doesn't make sense as we go through the words in the sentence, then there's something wrong with the writer. But that's a modern form of writing where everything has to be in order. In the writing, the style of writing from the Nevi'im, you have like five, six words. You have five, six words, and it's an expression, and it requires us to decipher the meaning of those words. More often than not, we have to read the words out of order, and we have to even append those words with additional words for it to make sense. And that gives richness and greater expression, more interpretations to the meaning of the words, which are all true. Ein vil divulkim chaim. It could very well be other rishonim tied to the pasuk. There's some other message over here which you would read in order. But according to the Mesudas, according to Rashi, we read out of order. Yiskar kiloy harbei yemei chayav. You should remember that a person does not live long. Okay, let's take a look at the Targum. Targum, the last pasuk. Yeah. Shmuel was a Levi.
So Elkanah was a Levi.
I guess so, okay. From Shevet Ephraim. So it means from the mother's side.
Huh?
From the mother's side. Or means it was a descendant.
Ephrasi is either a
location.
A place of origin or a title. Yeah,
okay, either a great person or a location, or sometimes it means he was Abelio also. Leo came from many Shvatim. So it means that in his blood there was a Yichus from different Shvatim. So simply like what Michal is saying, it's a location. He came from Ephras, or it means he was a great man. It was a title of honor. Or in Echanam, it could mean that indeed he did come from Shevet Ephraim. Okay, let's take a look over here at the Targum Pasuk Yutes. Pasuk says, Arum, that lo yoimin sagiin choye enosh. Man does not live long. The Yitkar, he shall remember yos yomei chayohi kama minhon asidin lim hevei. A person should know how long his days are going to be. Tovin, the kama minhon asidin lim hevei bishin. A person does not know how many of his days are going to be good and how many of his days are going to be bad. Mitul the law, because this the law im is misaru livnei enosha. Hashem did not allow man to know how many of his days will be good, how many will be bad. Arum in kodem Hashem is gazar alohi. It was decreed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu kama yoimin yis dagaf. How many days he will suffer. Yis dagaf means to suffer. V'kama yoimin yichdin. How many days he will rejoice. B'chedvas libe. Okay, so you just basically see over here that a person does not, when it says over here, ki elokim ma'aneh b'simchas libo, he is translating the word ma'aneh not like Rashi and the Mitzudos to testify, but ma'aneh means to suffer. Okay, lashon of inui. Inui is suffering. So that is the second translation of this pasuk. Ki loy harba yiska yimecha. You have a person should know that his days are not going to be long. It's only it is decreed upon ki elokim ma'aneh b'simchas libo. The Targum is saying that the word ma'aneh is to suffer. Simcha is joy. It is decreed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu how many of man's days will be days of suffering and how many of those days will be days of joy. Okay, now there are a couple of other interpretations here in this sefer, the Oitzim Midrashim, the very interesting interpretations of Ma'aneh. Okay, here it is. The Yesh Mefarshim who Elokim Ma'aneh Meloshon Oineh Ve'Oizer La'odam Be'ei Simchas Libo. According to another, this is the Alshech. Okay, the Alshech says this idea. The word Ma'aneh means, it comes from the word to speak up. to respond. The onisa the amarta lifnei Hashem Elokecha. When one brings bikurim and you bring the first fruits, you give it to the kohen. You shall raise up your voice. So when we take the word raise up to oine to respond in this context, it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is granting assistance. And that's the Alshuch says that the derech is vayishman yishurun vayivot. When a person is blessed with oisher unuchasim, 99% of the time, more often than not, a person rebels against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you do find, as it says in the back of the previous passage, that a person takes the wealth that has been given and he uses it to serve Hashem, you should know it's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is Siyata Deshmaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Ma'ane B'Simchas Liba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu assisted a person in the joy of his heart. The natural tendency is when a person is in a state of Simcha, he forgets about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He rebels against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you find a person is not rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but is taking that Simcha and is using it as a tool to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is intervening. He's there and he's assisting the person. I'll read you the words of the Alshach. The Alshach says, "Hakim ma'ane miloshen oine ve'oizer lo'adam be'eis simchas libo me'ashirusoi." Shelo yite, he should not go off me'aderech hatoyva. Ilulei siyu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was helping him, lo hoya yochol lamoid bozeh, ki nisoyin ha'oysher kosher yoyser min nisoyin ha'oini. That the test of wealth is much greater than the test of poverty. Okay, now another interpretation of the word ma'aneh is, like we said from the Targum, it means to afflict, to torture, and it means here the Eis Simchas Adam Lehatzlachas Hashem Ma'ane. So normally, when a person has success, the success is mixed with pain. What's the pain? The pain is Daigus. What's going to be tomorrow? A person's afraid if his wealth will be secure. Hashem ma'ano esa b'dagas hishtadlus b'oifen shelo yehonim imenu. And if a person let's leave that for now. Alright, let's take away from this just over here three interpretations. The bottom line is we have kiloi harba yiskor smechayov kilokim ma'ane b'simchas libo. According to Rashi and the Mitzudos, it means testimony. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will testify if he fulfilled what it says in the Teirucha. Tachas shelo yavaltas Hashem lokecha b'simcha uvetuv leivav. According to the Targum, it means affliction. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's decreed before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person's mazel, how many days in this world he will be besimcha, and how many days he will suffer. There's inui. And the third interpretation is ma'ane means assistance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants assistance to a person in the time of simcha, so that he can channel the joy for good purposes, and not chas v'shalom b'nichshol and rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Alright, we'll stop here. Okay, I have one handout.